grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers, her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Brianna Murrow.
Victor Wembanyama led the Spurs to a playoff victory at home.
Back out of the three-point line, right side against Williams. Victor's backing it in, shot clock at 3-2. Wembanyama, three, yes sir! Victor Wembanyama, 33! That's his fifth three of the night. He's 5-6 from downtown.
Spurs Radio Network on the call. They beat the Trailblazers 111-98 in their first home playoff game since 2019. Wemby had 35 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 blocks in his playoff debut. The Orlando Magic took game 1 in Detroit 112-101. The Thunder crushed the Suns 119-84, and the Celtics cruised past the 76ers 123-91. The NBA also announced the finalists for MVP: Nikola Jokic, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Victor Wembanyama. In the NHL playoffs, Golden Knights beat the Mammoth 4-2. Sabres came back and beat the Bruins 4-3. Wins for the Canadiens and Avalanche.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
The savings are warming up at your camping and clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. 20% off Wrangler men's and women's Pearl Snap shirts. Wolverine boots 20% off. And at D&J, you'll find rattlesnake-proof gaiters and chaps, along with all the camping gear, including tents and sleeping bags and all the accessories. Don't forget, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, April 20th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Local high school student wins $10,000 scholarship award. Paso Robles Groundwater Authority to set hearing date for fee adoption. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. A student from Paso Robles High School has earned a $10,000 scholarship to study music. Junior Christian Cerna was named one of four recipients of the Cuesta College Conservatory Award and was the only high school student selected among the winners. Christian, according to the school district, only started playing trombone in the 10th grade and has quickly risen to become one of the top student musicians in the region. The award recognizes exceptional music talent across San Luis Obispo County. Cerna was one of seven finalists invited to perform at a live audition concert and was one of only two high school students among the finalists. Cerna delivered a standout trombone performance accompanied by a student ensemble from the Libretto Conservatory program. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District congratulates Christian on his outstanding achievement and looks forward to his continued success in music and beyond. In its March 25th meeting, the Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority approved a proposed Prop 26 framework alongside its fiscal year budget. The board proposed to charge agriculture, public water system, and commercial groundwater users based on a volumetric fee structure and to place these charges on the property tax roll. Collected fees would go to funding PRAGA's budget for groundwater sustainability. In its next meeting on Wednesday, April 22nd, PRAGA will consider an agenda item to set a hearing date for adopting the fee. A draft fee report will be made available to the public at least 20 days ahead of the meeting. Staff is proposing to set the hearing date for May 27th. You can attend PRAGA's meeting in person held at 4 p.m. at Centennial Park's Norris Room on April 22nd or watch online. Slo County Supervisor candidate accuses South County Coalition of concealing efforts to buy District 4 election. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:12. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:13. Adam Verdin for Supervisors Campaign has accused South County Coalition of funding a $10,000, quote, dark money blitz to support incumbent Jimmy Paulding. Adam Verdin's campaign says the South County Coalition filed a Form 496, spending about $10,000 on voter lists, professional services, and mailers. However, the group failed to list a single contributor, according to Adam Verdin's campaign, which is required from Form 496. Adam Verdin's campaign called on the treasurer, Dorothy Hines, to immediately disclose the donors of these funds, saying, quote, that Jimmy Paulding needs to answer for why he is being supported by a group that thinks they are above disclosure laws of the state of California. Verdin's campaign says they are currently evaluating legal options, including a formal complaint to the California Fair Political Practices Commission. NCI affiliates will be holding a job fair this week on Tuesday at Woodlands Plaza. Here's Rebecca Chapman, the HR director for NCI affiliates, on the event.
So we have a job fair planned for April 21st. That's going to be next Tuesday. It's going to be from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And the location is over at Woodland Plaza 1 in Paso Robles. That's at 183 Niblick Road. We have full-time jobs. We have part-time jobs. Anywhere from if somebody has retail experience and they're just looking for a little bit extra, say they want to have a position where they just feel like they're giving back to the community, please come join us. We do have retail positions available as well.
NCI Affiliates is a nonprofit organization that supports training, job support, and other forms of assistance to adults with disabilities.
We work with adults with disabilities, and we support them. We're here to provide vocational training opportunities for them, as well as opportunities to explore the community, experience social events and activities, and just Our goal is to make them as successful as they possibly can be. This is an agency, this is a nonprofit where you are actually making changes in people's lives.
The County Sheriff's Office has released a statement confirming a deputy-involved shooting in Napomo. The Sheriff's Office says deputies arrived on the 700 block of Hill Street in Napomo in response to a family disturbance. An officer-involved shooting occurred on arrival, according to the Sheriff's Office, but the location and scene were eventually secured. There is no threat to the public at this time. The Sheriff's Office has not yet shared any further details of the incident. They'll be released as they become known. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Angels 2-1. The Nationals shut out the Giants 3-0. The White Sox over the Athletics 7-4. Rockies beat the Dodgers 9-6. The Yankees shut out the Royals 7-0. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Mariners. The Angels will go against the Blue Jays. The Dodgers will face the Rockies. In the NBA playoffs, the Lakers beat the Rockets 107-98. Game 2 is tonight. In California news, Democratic candidate for California, Tom Steyer, is quickly hiking up the cost of his campaign. Steyer has reportedly spent or booked over $115 million on ads for TV, cable, and radio, which may catch up to the most expensive campaign from a 2010 Republican candidate, Meg Whitman. She spent $178.5 million on her campaign, setting a record at the time for the costliest campaign for statewide office. A California woman was arrested at the Los Angeles International Airport for allegedly trafficking weapons on behalf of the Iranian government to contacts in Africa. 44-year-old Shamim Mafi of Woodland Hills was detained by federal agents on suspicion of brokering the sale of drones, bombs, bomb fuses, and millions of rounds of ammunition. Mafi is an Iranian national, but has been a lawful permanent resident of the U.S. since 2016. The Los Angeles Police Department has arrested singer David on suspicion of killing a 14-year-old girl, Celeste Rivas Hernandez. Her decomposed body was found 7 months ago in his apparently abandoned Tesla. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:17.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. When developing new technology for agriculture, small mistakes can be costly and discouraging, especially if engineers don't fully understand the realities of farming. Farmer and stock cropper founder Zach Smith says finding the right kind of engineering talent has made a huge difference in turning his idea into something that actually works.
And I was actively looking for new engineering and ran into a kid there that Jason introduced me to. That it was pretty wild. He was actually walking around the field day that I was speaking at with Stockcropper, with kind of a Stockcropper ripoff device that he was showing people. And I saw him do it, and I went over and talked to him. I'm like, I need to hire this guy. And that's what I did. And I brought him on board, and he's absolutely fantastic. He's a farm kid. He's got both electrical and mechanical engineering aptitude, and he understands livestock, like absolute diamond in the rough. Because when you're engineering this stuff, I've worked with, you know, four or five engineers, and if they don't get livestock, they don't understand how to design this stuff. And we end up stubbing our toe with making too many mistakes. And, you know, this guy is the guy that really solidified the drive idea. And so he's the one doing the background development work.
Learn more about Stockcropper at their website, thestockcropper.com.
The world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale is back for the 75th anniversary Western Experience of a Lifetime. Join us May 14th through the 17th in Miles City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. And don't miss out on the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert featuring Trace Atkins and special guests Cord Blund and Kenny Fiedler. Mark your calendars for the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com.
Cowboys and cowgirls, if you're looking for bulls that are proven where it matters, look to Treasure Bull Test's upcoming performance sale, 1 o'clock Tuesday, April 21st at Western Livestock Auction in Great Falls, Montana. 115 outstanding performance-tested bulls sell. These are the top 70% and are athletic, sound, and in ready-to-work condition. These bulls represent top genetics from leading programs across the region. Visit treasurebulltest.com for a sale catalog and consigner information. Also broadcast live on Northern Livestock Video.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around.
breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The record-breaking heat wave last month wreaked havoc on the timing of some California crops. Celeste Alonso, who grows vegetables in Riverside County, said the unusual weather brought her sweet corn harvest forward by nearly 2 weeks. We're harvesting corn, and we usually don't harvest until about April 10th. We thought we'd be harvesting on April 3rd, which is still ahead of schedule, but we started harvesting in late March. We had early fruit and early flowering, Alonso told AgAlert earlier this month in a field report. Meanwhile, the high temperatures caused problems for Alonso's bell peppers. That early flowering and fruiting combined with the heat has been a challenge, especially with the baby plants, she said. We're making sure they're getting enough water so they don't die in the heat wave. We're just not used to the weather at this time. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. CHP reports that there is a traffic collision with unknown injuries on Highway 58 near Pozo Road. CHP reports that this was a vehicle rollover incident, that the vehicle is about 20 feet off the roadway and upright. CHP first reported this incident at about 7:20 this morning and has several units at the scene. Again, there's a traffic collision with unknown injuries on Highway 58 east of Pozo Road with a vehicle rollover incident. CHP has several units at the scene. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon to Kate John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s, south-southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tonight with about a quarter inch of rain overnight, low 50s, south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Rain continuing early tomorrow with highs in the low 60s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, cloudy on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday. Upper 60s Wednesday, mid-70s on Thursday and Friday, mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, 71 a week from today. Currently, it is 51 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K-John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Renewed tensions in the Iran conflict are keeping stocks under pressure. Brent and West Texas Intermediate crude oil prices are higher, though still below the recent peak, which topped $100. Eli Lilly is buying Colonia Therapeutics, a company that's developing a treatment for myeloma, a form of blood cancer. The Wall Street Journal says Colonia has developed gene therapy to allow the patient's own body to generate T cells, specialized white blood cells to treat the disease. Lilly will pay $3.25 billion in cash up front. Cleveland-Cliffs is reporting a better-than-expected quarter. The steelmaker says tariffs boosted the average selling price of steel, but the stock's down 5%. It reported a smaller loss in the period. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Most business owners agree. 72% plan to sell their business to fund their retirement, but 98% don't know what their business is worth. A bit of a disconnect, don't you think? Clarity on your business value provides actionable insights for retirement, succession, and estate planning, as well as guidance on improving your company's performance. Business owners, I'm Barry Fisher, Blazin Bear Insurance. Protect what matters to you and your family. Call today. Learn more about how you can secure your most important asset. 805-635-7200.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guesthouse Grill.
Bella Jewel, they have an upcoming event, and it's with a state specialist who will give your items a free, no-obligation offer. It will take place May 19th through the 21st. First, they buy gold and silver jewelry, diamonds, coins, and currency, artwork, antiques, and much, much more. And if you choose to sell your items, they offer immediate payment. So don't miss the opportunity. Get paid for your unused valuables at no cost to you. Call or text Bella Jewel, 805-238-2231.
The Red Scooter Deli, with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles, has free delivery up to 5 miles and deliveries 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Order online or call 805-237-1780 to order great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com and use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. In 1886, El Paso, Texas, had more than one place for a soiled dove to work. But as we shall see in today's story, changing employers could be dangerous. In 1886, El Paso, Texas was a wild and woolly town, with brothels on both sides of Utah Street. While this gave more opportunities for those who patronized them, it also gave the soiled doves more opportunities of employment. And a change of employment was just what Bessie Cloven wanted. So on April 18, Bessie decided to leave Alice Abbott's bordello and move across the street to Etta Clark's place. After telling her tale of woe, Etta agreed to take in Bessie. So Bessie went back to Alice's place to get her things. While Bessie was packing, Alice entered the room, intending to beat some sense into her. But Bessie escaped across the street to her new employer. Alice followed Bessie and pounded on the door of Etta Clark's place, demanding to see her wayward employee. Etta only opened the door a crack and told Alice to go away. But the 230-pound Alice threw her weight against the door, sending it wide open. Trying to defend herself, Etta hit Alice with a gas lighter, to which Alice responded by punching Etta in the face. Recovering from the blow to her face, Etta retrieved her .44-caliber pistol and demanded that Alice leave her house. Alice refused, a shot was fired, and Alice stumbled to the street. Fortunately for Alice, when the shot went through her body, no vital organs were hit and she recovered. Etta Clark was charged with attempted murder, but it was decided she shot Alice in self-defense. Incredible as it may sound, later Bessie Cloven, the wayward employee, went back to work for her old employer, Alice Abbott.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Long for the good old County Board of Supervisors days, when districts weren't gerrymandered to promote a socialist agenda, when supervisors who lived over the water basin actually voted on the water issues, when our public safety in the county took priority over overpriced consultants and mental health for the homeless. Come to Slo County Tea Party meeting Monday, 6 p.m. April 6th, and meet our future District 4 Supervisor, Adam Verdin. Adam will help right the ship and bring sanity back to Slo County. Come early to meet and support Adam.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero off of Del Rio Road has some great deals. April 8th through the 21st, boneless pork loin chops for $1.99 a pound and crisp, sweet Fuji apples for only 79 cents a pound. Check out the three-piece fish and chips in the service deli for only $5.99 each and black bean and edamame salad for $7.99 a pound. In the butcher department, they have top sirloin steaks for $7.99 a pound and fresh chicken tenders for $3.99 a pound and pork tenderloin for only $3.99 a pound. $5 Tuesdays and Thursdays are here, April 14th and April 21st. Eggo 24-pack for only $5. Fresh baked muffins for $5. Best yet, 24-pack of drinking water for $5. And on Thursday, April 9th and April 16th, check out the Brown Cow Yogurt, 5 for $5. $5 Thursday gives you 2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast. Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. In its March 25th meeting, the Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority approved a proposed Prop 26 framework alongside its fiscal year budget. The board proposed to charge agriculture, public water systems, and commercial groundwater users based on a volumetric fee structure. The agenda for its meeting on April 22nd proposes a hearing date of May 27th to adopt the fees. Adam Verdin for Supervisor has accused South County Coalition of funding a $10,000 dark money blitz to support incumbent Jimmy Paulding. Adam Verdin's campaign says the South County Coalition filed a Form 496, spending about $10,000 on voter lists, professional services, and mailers. Verdin's campaign says the group failed to list a single contributor, which is required in Form 496. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. President Trump telling the New York Post he's willing to meet with senior Iranian leaders if a breakthrough is reached in peace talks. The paper adding Vice President J.D. Vance and other officials will land in a few hours in Pakistan for another round of talks. But will Iran show up? People in Shreveport, Louisiana, in mourning cops say a husband and father kills 8 kids, 7 of them his own children.
My heart is heavy.
That woman outside of makeshift memorial this morning.
The gunman identified by police as 31-year-old Shamar Elkins. Police say the children killed are between 3 and 11 years old. One teenager managed to escape by jumping off the roof and running for help.
Fox's Brooke Taylor in Dallas. Police said the gunman was killed after pursuit. The U.S. Supreme Court will review the school choice appeal involving religious rights. The oral arguments will take place in the fall. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Wine Country Theater presents, and the winner is, a very funny modern-day morality tale that spoofs Hollywood and all of our crazy ambitions. Tyler Jones, a self-obsessed movie star, is finally nominated for an Oscar, but dies the night before the awards. Can he negotiate a return to Earth for the big night? Wine Country Theater's, and the winner is, April 10th through 26th. For tickets, go to winecountrytheater.org, winecountrytheater.org.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. Look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Abundant sunshine. Enjoy it on your Monday. Low 70s and increasing clouds tonight. And we're going to get a 98% chance of rain tonight into tomorrow morning, or for at least for Tuesday. We're down to a 74% chance of rain early, then remaining cloudy with showers in the afternoon. Overnight lows in the low 40s. High for your Tuesday in the low 60s, and again, get ready for it. And then for Wednesday, we'll be in the upper 60s with some clouds, mid-70s on Thursday, Friday the same, mid-60s on Saturday, upper 60s Sunday, and 70 a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down, 6:24 a.m., 7:40 p.m. We are at 54 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Brett Butterfield, the Ravine Water Park. They're celebrating 20 years. My goodness, but didn't just start 20 years ago. We'll fill in and new attractions and everything else, our yearly update with Brett. And then Susanna will be back on the first Monday in May doing well with the new child. And I've got a special regarding something many of you have gone across here in the Golden State, and that would be the Golden Gate. Enjoy. That's 1 till 2. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it is brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Call them, 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Monday edition on The Right Choice.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear
the Morning Exchange?
In the pub or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear
the Morning Exchange?
When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee.
KPRL.
If you have the chance to go see Peter Noone in concert, I recommend it highly. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, you know, he's from, no, he was only about 15 years old when he was a lead singer, and he still looks great, and he puts on a show. He was here in Paso, I don't know how long ago, but maybe last year. He is so good. Just works the audience, moves the concert along, has fun, does great imitations of Johnny Cash and some other people. The guy's, he's an amazing entertainer. Really amazing. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I wanted to let you know that I attended the Wine Country Theater performance yesterday afternoon at the brand new Encore Center, which is located on Railroad Street, right behind Park Cinema. And interestingly enough, the government, the county government, built this beautiful building for classes, and unfortunately, the parking lot only holds about 6 cars, and the seating for the center where they have the theater production seats 80 people. So, of course, there's no handicap parking or anything like that, which I think only the county government could get away with that. So everybody was parking 2 blocks one way or 2 blocks the other way, and unfortunately there were people, you know, struggling, and it was a brand new center, so, you know, it was brand new to everybody. This was the first show, and the show was fabulous. I highly recommend, and the winner is, everything about it was fabulous. The people, everybody, the kids that were selling candy and cookies and little pies and stuff, it was fabulous. So I just wanted to report in and let you know that, 80-seat theater, and the 6 spots in the parking lot were not for the visitors to the center for this performance.
Let me ask you a question, other than praising the thing. If there's only 6... you say 6 spaces?
Yes.
Okay, so again, I'm going to ask it pretty directly. If there's only 6, what's the difference? There's not enough parking there, and in that time...
exactly.
And that, okay, but...
Yeah, my point was there's zero parking for any of the visitors to the shows.
All right, if there was 20, would that be enough?
Well, there should at least be one or two for handicapped people, but that's all right.
I'm assuming people have the ability to drop others off and then park elsewhere and then come back and pick them up when they get out. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, because I was at an event at the... Well, it was Norma's memorial.
Yes.
And obviously there were a lot of older people there.
Right.
And if you look at the event center and the size of its parking lot, there's not a lot of handicap spots. Even if there is, they still got a long way to walk to get across the street. And depending on which the which building they're going in, it's still a long walk. So what did people do? Well, they drove right in front to where the person needed to go in, and they dropped them off, and they went and parked.
Right. Unfortunately, this particular location does not have the ability, they don't have a loading and unloading zone. So to drop people off, they literally had to block traffic. And as Railroad Street is very narrow to start with. So that, I agree with you. There should be a loading and unloading zone, you know, for people to be dropped off. But that isn't what happened. That isn't what the county decided to do.
Well, I'm not sure how much room is there. I know that everything behind that, in that area there, is really tight.
It is.
But
it is very tight.
You know, when you talk about blocking traffic, now, again, I wasn't there, but, you know, I've been through these situations, and I guess I've been way past the point, and it's nice that the show was good, but everybody can't figure out a way to do something, and everything has to be absolutely perfect for everybody else. I just don't believe a society can operate that way.
I agree with you 100%. I have no problem walking. I parked at the 12th and Railroad, the brand, recently renovated parking lot, which holds about, 25 or 30 cars maybe. Interestingly enough, that particular intersection, 12th and Railroad, considering, it's right there off the park, and mm-hmm. it's pretty, when people get directions. Anyway, there is no city-owned signage to indicate 12th Street and Railroad. Apparently, the pole and the green sign with the street's name, and they're gone. There's nothing on either of the four corners to indicate that you're at 12th and Railroad. Those of us that are local, that's no big deal. Those from out of town, since it's a kind of a tourist thing, they may struggle just a bit because they can't really confirm where they are.
I notice, since you mentioned that, and I can't off the top of my head give you any of the streets, but there are a couple of streets here that, either the sign, it doesn't say what the street is, or it's faded, or here's another one. In many instances, and I don't care what kind of sign it is, speed limit, etc., that the trees are hiding it.
Yes, that happens at 11th. I guess it's 11th, it's 10th and Railroad, because I was standing there, and there's a tree that completely obliterates the sign that says 10th and Railroad, completely obliterated. I was outside the theater chatting with one of the employees, but I love live theater, and I just wanted to put in a plug for Wine Country, and it was beautiful theater, which, by the way, it was built by the CTE division of county education, and the CTE is career technology, CTE, technical, careers and technical education. So far, they have one class, which is a chess class. It's on Sundays from 10:30 to 12:30. That's the one class so far that's involved in that particular building, which is a very large building. It's a really beautiful building. I just want to let you know that.
One of the things that I've been amazed with, and it's been a while, but Linda and I went to, and I forget the name of the play, but it was in that room above where the steakhouse used to be there.
Yep, Park Ballroom.
Yeah, the Park Ballroom. Yep. And what amazed me, not only the performance, but is the ability of the people that are doing these shows in such confined areas is to, with all the props that they're able to move around and get in and out, and for the different acts of the show and stuff, it's pretty amazing how they do that.
It is. And this particular space, that was the situation. It's a very small stage. Unfortunately, it's not very high off the regular floor, so I had a little bit of trouble where I was in seeing anything that was happening in the bottom 2 feet of the show, just because of, you know, it's just not a very high stage at all. Mm. But it is, I understand, where a lot of the different groups practice. So it's beautiful. It was a beautiful performance. There's only like 5 or 6 people in the play. I have the show program. I was really impressed with the quality, and everybody did a great job. It was just fabulous, and we're so lucky to have all these different theater companies, not just Wine Country, but we have, you know, the Applause Children's Theater, and we have Templeton Drama, and we have Paso Robles, which, interesting, I saw a poster, a great big giant actual poster on the corner of 13th and Pine, I think it was. Might have been 13th and Railroad. Anyway, it's advertising a show by the Paso Robles High School, and it's called High School Musical. I wrote it all down on a piece of paper because that's how I do stuff. And I'm going to today try to get a ticket for it. So it was this weekend and next weekend, and I didn't even hear about it. I didn't read about it. I didn't see it in the paper. I didn't know about it till I saw this giant, okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
238-5775-238-KPRL. The caller keeps saying the county, but I think the city allowed this with the lack of parking issue. Okay. Also, that's on the text. This is on the email. Caller is wrong. There is handicap parking and loading and unloading at the venue for the production, and the winner is. Parking is a challenge everywhere in that area. Yes, it is. And I'm a, how many years did we have the debate about parking? You know, aside from the parking meter nonsense by the city that stole money from us and never gave it back. Because it's been going on for over 20 years, for those of you that, you know, may be fairly new to the area. And, you know, sometimes you got to walk a little bit. And sometimes you'll have to drop somebody off, and a couple of cars behind them may get backed up a little bit. Everything can't be just perfectly done. You may get inconvenienced because a older person or a handicapped person has to get out of a car. The thing to do in society is be civil and understand it, because you may be there. But this constant everything. Well, I had to walk 2 blocks. I had to walk 3 blocks. I just get burned out on it. I get it. Anyway, all right, 238-5775-238-KPRL is my dad used to say about my Aunt Mary Jane, she can start a fight in an empty closet. Or she's got more problems than a one-armed paper hanger. There are people that just look for that stuff. Even when the fair comes. It's too loud. Water costs too much money. There aren't enough water fountains. Well, you know what? Prepare for it. Okay? Prepare for it. It's not that difficult. You were once going to concerts and so forth, when you like the music loud. It's their turn now. It's the younger people's turn now. Don't get old, even if you're old, if you know what I mean. Listen to Doris Lance.
Hi. Anybody? Hello?
Hi, good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, could you please tell me who won the music trivia last Friday on the 17th?
I don't remember.
You don't remember. No. Okay. Well, right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I would like to remind everybody that there is a city council meeting tomorrow night, and we're still over at Sentinel Park if you want to Centennial Park, if you want to attend it. But if you can't attend it, please go on to the city website and pull up the agenda. And when you see the agenda, there's a link there to tune in to via YouTube.
Or KPRL.
I'm sorry?
They can tune in to KPRL.
Yes, they can. But if they want to see the
Let's concentrate on KPRL, if you know what I mean.
Okay. All right.
I know. You want to see the faces, which makes sense, and so forth. So what's the hot agenda?
Well, so you actually don't get to see it yet. We're coming to that. But anyway, the hot item on the agenda is reports on the homelessness.
Oh.
And our homeless services manager, who, in my opinion, has done nothing in a year, she will give a report. That's at the beginning of the meeting. And then further down under number 3 on the, I believe it's presentation or discussion, there is a discussion about the regional, Slo County regional homelessness. And if you go in there and you look at some of those documents, everything I read is just us putting off what we're doing in the city to join the county, which has done nothing, and just further put off anything that we're doing proactively in the city. But I'm going to wait for her presentation and see what everybody has to say, you know, and hopefully, you know, she can step up at some point or another and justify a very good salary.
Well, maybe she'll stand up tomorrow evening and said, in a year, I've solved the problem, I'm resigning.
Gosh.
Oh, okay, so here's something I have to ask, and maybe something to think about. So, you may have heard John Pashong mention several times on Sound Off that we have, what, 12, 13, 14 homeless programs in the county?
Oh, more than that, but yes.
Okay, so if it's for the county, why are cities having individual ones?
Because the county, if you ever go onto it, and I did years ago, I used to join into all the homeless meetings. I used to do all of that because you can do that online. But they get nowhere. It's just a government entity that takes more and more of your money to do almost nothing. I mean, and it's clear there are no real good positive results from that. So the city stepped up and said, well, okay, we can't do much through the county, so we'll do something ourselves. Well, Paso Robles had never done anything for itself, and hiring this homeless services manager was supposed to be a step in the right direction, but to this day, we've had nothing. Oh, in over a year of her hiring, we've had nothing. We've had no results. There are no programs that have been developed to eliminate or help homelessness. There's nothing except reports, just paperwork reports.
But it sounds good, doesn't it?
We
have a homeless director that we pay $150,000 a year with benefits and so forth. So that shows that the city is in tune with caring about people.
Right. And if you go on, again, if you go on to the city council agenda and you look at that item on the agenda and you pull up those documents, they're all done by our homelessness director, and it's
okay.
it's just words.
All right. Well, thanks for the heads up, and we're out of time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We done.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. NCI affiliates will be holding a job fair next week at 183 Niblick Road at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Tuesday, April 21st. NCI affiliates is a nonprofit that assists adults with disabilities with vocational training, daily living skills, wellness activities, and more. The event, again, is tomorrow on April 21st. The County Sheriff's Office has confirmed a deputy-involved shooting in Napomo. Deputies arrived at the 700 block of Hill Street in response to a family disturbance. The Sheriff's Office says they will share any further details of the incident as they become known. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 1, I will have on Brett Butterfield, the Ravine Water Park, celebrating 20 years, and of course, always adding on and getting better each and every year. Susanna will be back the first Monday in May after the she's been on maternity leave. And you'll find out a little bit of history, or a lot of history, about the Golden Gate Bridge. Enjoy your day. Get ready for the rain later tonight. This hour of the morning, continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local. Continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.